Minnesota News Network, I'm Ted Ayland. Republican candidate for Governor Lisa Damuth rolls out what she calls an education comeback plan. It emphasizes reading, math, and science while calling for greater scrutiny of how schools spend taxpayer dollars and additional safety funding for public and private schools. Damuth argues that Minnesota is spending more per student while academic performance has declined and says schools need to return their focus to core subjects. DFL candidate Amy Klobuchar is also making student achievement a centerpiece of her education plan. She proposes evidence-based reading and math instruction, regular tutoring for students who fall behind, closer monitoring of attendance, and required parent-teacher meetings for students struggling in reading or math. Authorities have suspended the ground search near Callaway for a man wanted in connection with a shooting in Monoman County. The Becker County Sheriff's Office and White Earth Tribal Police ended the ground operation Thursday evening after investigators exhausted available leads in the area. The broader search for 24-year-old Ryan Pacheco continues. Pacheco is charged with attempted murder in an August shooting outside King's Corner Bar. Authorities say he was on federal probation at the time for possessing a firearm following a felony conviction. On this 25th anniversary remembrance of the 9/11 attacks, Duluth Fire Chief Sean Crochet says the way fire departments address the mental toll of the job has changed dramatically during his nearly three decades as a firefighter.
So we actually have peer support teams here on the fire department where some people have gone through specific training where they can talk to our people peer-to-peer.
Crochet says Duluth firefighters also have access to employee assistance programs and the Minnesota Firefighter Initiative, which provides resources addressing mental health, cancer, and cardiac health. This is MNN. In other headlines, Minnesota pheasant hunters are getting some encouraging news ahead of next month's opener. DNR research biologist Stephen Woodley.
Survey-wide, the pheasant indices are up nearly 20% from last year, 2025. And that's probably most likely due to the mild winter we had, coupled with the favorable spring conditions.
Minnesota's pheasant season opens on October 10th. Minnesota's dry summer may take some of the shine off fall colors in the hardest hit locations, but DNR spokesman Brian Schwingel says they aren't expecting drought to spoil the season statewide.
People will notice the impact of drought the most in yards along roadways because those areas are already stressed. And so trees that are already stressed are more susceptible to impacts of drought.
Extreme drought can cause stressed trees to drop leaves early, reducing the amount and brilliance of fall colors in those areas. This is MNN.